You're listening to a DM podcast.
This is the Healthy Hustlers podcast, and I'm your host, Madeline, but you can call me Mads. I'm deeply passionate about self-development and personal growth. Why? Because after several years climbing the never-ending corporate ladder, I was so burnt out, and I realized it was time to wave goodbye to a job title and salary I once thought defined my success. And I embarked on a life full of good health, wholesome conversations, nourishing relationships, and a career that fueled my soul. Because to me, that's success. And now I want to share those life-changing experiences, mindsets, and insights with you. My aim is to bring you a big dose of positivity to your day, one healthy conversation at a time. During these solo episodes, I'll share my insights and my practical tips that I hope inspire you to shine bright, because a healthy mind creates a healthy life. Are you ready to hustle with me? Let's go. Hello, welcome back to the Healthy Hustlers podcast. I hope you are all wonderful. And we are well into the festive season, which is so crazy. We are literally at the end of the 2023 season calendar. It's wild to think, you know, at the end of the year that we can't redo that year. I think it's such an interesting reflection time to look back and think, you know, it's all the past now, you know, it's pillars of growth and it's learnings and it's the end of, you know, a chapter really. And so today's episode is really around New Year's rituals and things that I personally love to do throughout December and especially throughout January. I personally am incredibly intentional with those first 3 weeks of January. They are not the start of a working year for me, which I will add, I know is absolutely a privilege that I get to dictate my own calendar. But once upon a time, for me, I felt very overwhelmed by New Year's Day. That thought of a new year, I felt I needed to start all guns blazing. And what I found when I was doing that was come March and April, I already felt really burnt out. And so since I've started the Healthy Hustlers and I've become a lot more protective of my energy and my time, and especially since becoming a mum, January to me marks a period of holiday, really. Even if I'm not physically away from home, it is a time of reflection. It's a time of really being so intentional with my desires and my energy and my rituals to ensure that I'm actually setting myself up in the most best possible way for the year ahead. And then February for me is when it feels a little bit more like I'm ready to press go. And that doesn't mean that I'm not working or doing things. It's just that I don't start January with that forceful energy of it's a new year, I've got to go. I've got to get things moving. So if you have the opportunity to do that, I would highly recommend it. If you don't have that opportunity with your work or your lifestyle, I think some of these can just be rituals that you maybe inject into your evenings, maybe even your weekends, like saying no to social things if possible, and instead making time to do these rituals can actually really set you up for such a successful year ahead. The years that I have been so intentional with this stuff have been the years that I have created the most magic. Today, I'm talking through some of those rituals and some of the things that obviously I speak about. You know, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but, you know, a lot of these things are, you know, repeated. They come up, other guests mention them, but it's because they work. It's because they hold so much power. The first exercise that I really, really love to do, and this is usually a start of January exercise, reflection and gratitude. if we really romanticize it, I want you to think of this as creating a little ceremony. Maybe it's a gathering with a few friends. Could be something that you really romanticize by yourself, creating a beautiful space. I personally love to do it on the beach and I love doing it over multiple days. I have this beautiful sand dune that I sit on in my hometown where I grew up, overlooking the whole beach. And it's like the most high vibrational, like frequency energy that I can sit in. It's so potent and electric for me. I play a manifestation playlist where I've created songs on Spotify that are like high vibing for me. And I really just spend time, like a few days, really reflecting and showing gratitude for how far I've actually come. You know, I really reflect on the year that's been, the challenges, the things that I've achieved, the personal growth. I really lean into who I was, you know, Maddie the year before, and show a lot of gratitude for who Maddie is now. And so this can be done in, yeah, like a one little ceremony or ritual or evening, or it can be done over multiple days. And then from that reflection, it's really important to, I guess, release any of the negativities or any of the emotions or maybe regrets that you are holding on to. And you can do that through writing a letter, or just, I usually just write them in dot points, like all of the things that I'm potentially holding on to, I want to release from the year ahead. And you can either rip that up and bury it, or you can burn it. I know people are really into burning the paper, but it's about releasing it and really symbolizing that that energy, those negativities, those thoughts, those regrets, whatever it is you're holding on to, are left in the year before, are left in 2023. So that is such a beautiful little ritual to start your new year with. And then from that, it is about setting an intention for the year ahead and focusing on both your personal and your spiritual growth. Don't overwhelm yourself, but maybe you're going to dive into two or three new books that are going to expand your mind personally, mindset-wise, or spiritually. And really setting an intention for how you want to show up for that year ahead. You know, what's your word? Getting really clear on what it is, your word. Another beautiful exercise, which I've spoken about in depth in the episode prior, but is the vision board creating episode. So dive into that, because vision boards are a really, really beautiful way, after you've had that self-reflection and you've kind of set those intentions for the year ahead, creating that vision board is a beautiful way. And in the vision board episode, I actually spoke in depth about goal setting. So using that as its own ritual, the goal setting and the vision board, is a really, really great tool. One though that I find incredibly important during this time to tap into my intuition a little bit more and to really get more clarity and crystal clear on what it is that I want to call in and create and I guess attract for the year ahead, is leaning into meditation and breath work. So I find that this is a beautiful time for me personally to have more space to be very intentional with these practices and spend more time in them. Instead of just doing the 5-minute kind of micro moment meditations or breath work that I, you know, spoke about for December, it's really about having more space to do them in more time, you know, doing a 20-minute meditation and potentially doing it every day. It's really getting mindful and intentional with sitting in those practices so that you can have those downloads and those moments of clarity, those moments of pure connection with your intuition, more space, more time, more stillness. So some great resources for you if you are wanting to experiment or dive into meditation or breathwork a little bit deeper. Obviously, my beautiful friend Nicola Lay, her Instagram, she has a lot of breathwork techniques that you can try on. So try on, try out. So definitely check out her on Instagram. One of my favorite meditation resources is Rochelle Fox. She has Mindspo. She has a Mindspo podcast. She also has the Manifesti app, which is an incredible resource. It has both meditations and visualization techniques. It gets you to create videos, which is really cool if you want to extend on your vision board creations. Creating little movies for what you want your life to look like is really cool, and you can do that all through Manifesti app. So definitely check out Rochelle and all of her amazing resources through Manifesti app and Mindspo. Gabby Bernstein is always a great go-to for me, especially if you're a bit newer to meditation. She has some great meditations you can download. I also have my own meditations that were in collaboration with Rochelle. Rochelle wrote the meditations and I have guided you through them. So they're just files that you can download from my website and they just go as little audio files on your phone. You can tap into them at any time, listen to them at any time. So just having those little resources that you can lean on the daily throughout this period of January are great little powerful rituals to get you in alignment for the energy that you want to bring forward for the year and the things you want to attract. I'm going to shift gears for a moment because something I'm personally loving on podcasts is when the host shares a recommendation. And because you love this podcast so much, I'm going to share a podcast that I've been enjoying. It's by Madeline Dorr and it's called A Social Life with Friends. This podcast is so gentle, well-considered and just thoughtfully delivered. Madeline holds conversations that really explore what it's like being a person in the world with other people. She explores the joys, the tensions, the misunderstandings and also the miracles. The show asks some really big questions like, how do you start improving our social life? How can we get better at bringing people together, both in the holiday period and also just in everyday life? And how can someone balance a healthy social life along other metrics of success in the world? Do they go hand in hand? These are all questions that I've been asking myself over the last few years as I navigate a world of motherhood, business, and also still trying to have a social life. But the thing I love most about this podcast is that Madeline brings in experts in the field who actually help to unpack these big questions. They provide tips and insights into how you personally can have a better social life with friends. You can listen to Madeline Dorr's brand new podcast, A Social Life with Friends, wherever you listen to your podcast. Make sure you give it a listen and let me know if you enjoy it. A huge, huge one for me. And this can happen in December or in January, wherever you have the time or space. I don't like putting too much pressure on myself to do New Year's rituals in December because I feel like, as I've said multiple times, it's just such a busy period as it is. So adding more things that I feel like I need to do, I don't feel like I bring the right energy towards them and into them. So I do tend to do this one in January and it is decluttering and cleansing your space or clearing your space energetically. One thing I do in as part of this little process, and I do try to do this before Christmas, is getting our kids' prams cleaned and cleaning my car and not just washing it. I actually, when I do my Christmas shopping, I love to book my car into, you know how like in the shopping centers, they have those car washers, like the more bougie ones where they do a bit of a like detailing on your car. If you can afford to do one of those, not only does it give you like guaranteed parking and it's such a busy time in the shopping center, but you're actually like, I feel like it is such a cleansing moment for me to like have my car detailed. It's cleaned inside and out. I get into it. It feels so fresh and good to get into a clean car at the start of the year. I feel in control. And then I also love taking the prams to a dry cleaner to get our prams professionally cleaned just to, you know, there's food and grot and everything in it. So they're two of the things that I do like to do in December pre-Christmas. The other thing that we are incorporating or wanting to do this year is get our carpets cleaned pre-Christmas. Just really cleansing that energy and having a fresh space to start the year with. Oh, it's so good. It feels so good. But on the decluttering and space cleansing, some smaller ones is really, I guess, choosing the space that you want to cleanse. It might be your whole house, but that can be overwhelming, but maybe you have time to do that in January. But it's also thinking about digitally how you can, you know, declutter your space. Is it apps that you don't use that you can delete off your phone? Is it, you know, things off your desktop, like cleaning up your desktop on your computer, like really cleansing and decluttering your digital space as much as your physical space, redoing the pantry. Like I love doing a pantry overhaul during January, cleaning out the fridge, like a really good clean of the fridge, and then just removing any items from your home that actually do not any longer serve you. It is such a good time to cleanse your space. So I also love getting a bit more woo-woo here and saging the home, calling in the energy that we want, because this really helps to symbolize a fresh start. It also is a very intentional exercise. So doing those things are really beautiful ways to just organize your space and to bring more joy and positivity through energy into your home, your workspace, your digital spaces. So if you can prioritize doing this, maybe you can block out a day in your calendar throughout January that's what you actually do, is, and then make a list of the spaces that you want to cleanse and declutter. If it's your physical or your digital space, make a list and become very intentional with how you're going to do that. When it comes to saging your home, it is very much about setting an intention for the energy you want to bring in and the energy you want to release. So definitely, if there is something you're going to take from this episode and you haven't been someone that has decluttered or cleansed your space before, please try to focus on that, because you will be so in awe of what it actually brings in and the new energy and new space that it allows for you to have in a new year. I've spoken a bit, obviously, about goal setting rituals and being really intentional with your goal setting when it comes to making your vision board. And I don't want to go too much in depth in this episode about goal setting, because I did speak to it in the vision board episode. So if you haven't listened to that, definitely go back there. Having a goal setting ritual or time to set out and plan those goals for the year ahead is a really a powerful little exercise to, I guess, step into the energy of a new year. But on that, I want to add a little fun layer of vision casting. I think vision casting, and this is something that you can do with a friend. It's actually something my beautiful friend Nicola asked me to do with her, was to sit with each other and to talk through our goals or our desires or what we want to create, and almost have like that vision casting together where I can add to hers and she can add to mine, or we can challenge each other on those visions a little bit as well. I think sometimes it's so easy to get caught up in what other people are doing or what might look good versus what is actually very much aligned to our values and our direction and where we want to go. So having someone to do this with is a really, really beautiful exercise, or just sitting in meditation with, you know, either frequency music or something to cast these visions for yourself, both long term and short term. You can either write them down in a journal, you can kind of plan them out, you know, have a little bit of fun with them, and then commit to some small daily actions that you can take towards these goals. What are some small tasks that you can do every single day to move towards this bigger vision that you hold? This one might not come as a surprise, but so incredibly important during this period is to prioritize your digital detox days or periods. I've spoken to this before. I did a whole episode on the power of, you know, having a social media detox. I want you to schedule time for a digital detox. Spend the day at the beach. Get off your phone. You don't need to document it. You don't need to share it. Just have a day off your phone. If you can do it for multiple days, even better. But really being mindful of scheduling that time, locking it in your calendar or in your mind, knowing that you are going to have a digital detox day. You can thank me later. It will do you the world of good. Like you will just almost get addicted to the feeling of like the freedom that it brings. I want you to do it, please, for me. And then message me on Instagram when you've done it and let me know how you feel. And then the final one is to just make some time to do your affirmations or your self-love rituals. If this feels good to you, I definitely want you to lean into this. This can even be one of the first things that you do if you want. But creating a list of positive affirmations to lead you for the year ahead, short term, long term, whatever they are, lean into what it is you want to create, what's on your vision board, create some positive affirmations that are going to help you move the needle towards those big goals, those vision. It's going to help you be your own best friend in your mind. okay? There is no negative self-talk in 2024. We are bringing the high vibe hype girl energy, and being a hype girl is about being your own best friend first and having that positive self-talk. So create that list of beautiful positive affirmations that are going to help you move forward in such a beautiful energy for 2024. I then want you to write a love letter to yourself, acknowledging all your strengths and, most importantly, your amazing uniqueness. Tell yourself why you are wildly capable of achieving your goals, dreams, and desires in 2024. I want this to be the most beautiful, romanticized, feel-good love letter you have ever written, and I want it to be all about yourself. And I want you to go back to that letter. I want you to keep it somewhere safe, if it's, you know, in a drawer, under your bed, wherever feels good. And I want you to go back to that love letter every time in 2024 that you fall in the trap of negative self-talk, or you lack confidence, or you are just not feeling in alignment with what it is you're calling in. I want you to go back to that love letter, and I want you to read it to yourself and remind you of how powerful you are and how wildly capable you are of calling in and attracting all of this goodness that you have set out to achieve for 2024. I also want to emphasize that these rituals are to be done to feel good. If they don't feel good for you, you don't need to do them. These are just ideas, they're inspiration. Adapt them to what feels good for you. Adapt them to what fits your energy, your time frames. I don't want them to be overwhelming. I want them to feel good. I want them to be things that are going to help you really become a vibrational match for what it is you want to call in for the year ahead. If you have any rituals that you do or you love, please, please share them with me. I'll share them further on my Instagram. If there's something that I just love and I resonate with, I will share it. I'll tag you on my Instagram. I'm at Madeline Carafa or The Healthy Hustlers. Let's have this journey together. I would love to be your accountability buddy. I love connecting with you and learning from you as well. So definitely DM me if any of this resonates or if you have any little rituals that you really like to lean on for the new year. Happy New Year when it does come around. I hope you have a beautiful December, and thank you again for all of your time that you give to me and this show. Lots of love.